Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if a son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We are not illegitimate. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're continuing this dialogue, and at this point, the Jews that were listening to Jesus challenged the Pharisees and the scribes. It said that there were a group of them that came to believe in him, and so he began to speak directly to that group of people that were responding to what he said. And it goes beyond just their assent, their agreeing that he is a prophet of God or that he is the Messiah. But it has to go deeper to the point of discipleship. And that's exactly what Jesus is trying to get across, because he says, "If you remain in my word," and a better translation of the word remain might be to abide or to dwell. If you abide in my word, if you dwell in my word, if you take up residence in what I am saying, what I am teaching, you will truly be my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So he's trying to help them to see that it goes beyond mere assent, just saying the words that they believe, but they have to live out their lives by responding to what he is teaching. And if they do that, then they're going to have a life of freedom. Now, they take offense at all of this and basically say that as descendants of Abraham, they've never been enslaved to anyone. Well, any self-respecting Jew would accept the fact that, yes, as a descendant of Abraham, yes, you have been enslaved, in fact, by many different people, not the least of which were the Egyptians, which was the reason for the Passover. So, yes, you have been slaves. But one of the things that Jesus wants to make sure they understand, we're not talking about that kind of physical slavery. We're talking about spiritual slavery, that you have become a slave to sin, a slave of the sin that dwells within. And that is the place that he wants to work. He wants to bring freedom to us in the area of our spiritual life, not to emancipate our physical bodies, but to emancipate our souls from the claims that sin has upon us. And so that's why he says, you know, "So if a son frees you, you will be truly free. As the Son, I have authority over this household called mankind." But then again, he recounts the fact that they're trying to kill him. And so they really aren't those followers that they claim to be. And they again said, Well, basically, we're following you because of our genealogy. That if you're the Messiah and we're the children of Abraham, then yeah, we're following you as the Messiah. And Jesus really challenges them again. If you were Abraham's children, then you would be following me. You would be listening to my words. You wouldn't be trying to kill me. And basically, he said, you know, that you're doing the works of your father. You're not the children of Abraham. You're the children of the devil. And boy, that must have really set them off, because they said, we're not illegitimate. We have one Father, God. And then again, Jesus brings them right back to that point. If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. So if they were truly followers of the old covenant established by Abraham and then by Moses and continuing to follow through their genealogy, that the Messiah would be one that they would have received eagerly and greatly, not to push against. So again today, we see Jesus challenging the people at the point of belief. That belief is not just saying, yes, he's the Messiah, but conforming their lives in living out their lives truly in relationship to the reality of what they've confessed. And so that is, again, the challenge that he has laid before those who are to follow after him then, that if they follow him, they have to listen to his words and do what he has said in terms of the way of living their lives. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, what are the takeaways from today? I think the big takeaway, again, is to recognize the fact that we're to abide in the words of Jesus, to live in the words of Jesus, that if we do that, that is truly our pathway to discipleship, and in such, then, we can know the truth and be set free from sin. So today, one of the beautiful things that we're doing in Day by Day is that each day we are looking at the readings from Scripture, particularly the Gospels. And in doing so, the words of Jesus are being spoken to us clearly and plainly. And as we follow them, we will find ourselves truly being transformed into his disciples. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.